Hi, I'm your host, Brittany Mitchell. If you'd like to hear my story, go back to episode one. Over the next few episodes, we're going to shift our focus from the biblical essential oils. I've had a super hard time lately sitting down to hash out exactly what needs to be in each episode. So I'm going to take a break in hopes that that will help. In the meantime, there are a few things I have in mind to take up that space, so there will still be episodes coming out every Thursday. So now, on to what I think would be a good topic for today. So Hurricane Dorian is bearing down on the East Coast, and everybody, including me, has been watching it super closely. Even though I live in the foothills of North Carolina, we are making sure we make preparations just in case it comes this far inland. We're preparing for heavy rain and wind, which means for us either flooding or power outages. More than likely, if we deal with it at all, it will be the power issues, which is where I want to start today's episode. So what essential oils or products are super useful in a power outage situation? This topic is one of the things that has stumped me since I started using non-toxic products and cleaners. I couldn't find a way to ditch my toxic candles except for buying flashlights. Well, flashlights work if the power is only going to be out for several hours, but I have seen our power out for days and a week or more at a time, and a single time and batteries die. With the most stores closed due to the power outages, there's no way to get more, and gas usually runs extremely scarce during the no power thing. So running 30 minutes into town to see if a store is open usually doesn't happen. We just stay at home and ride it out. Plus, the winter around here sometimes, where we live, unless you live in town or have an ATV, you're not going anywhere. Our roads are terrible. In other words, you better have a plan or you might get stuck without supplies around here. Here are a few ways we use essential oils or non-toxic products to keep our family toxin-free during these types of situations, and a few other things I thought might be useful. For one, we have well water, which means no water if the power is out. I scrub the bathtub down with these cleaner and then fill it with water when we know ahead of time the power will be out. We have several jugs of distilled water sitting around for drinking water, but if we need to use the water in the bathtub more than just for flushing the toilets, our trusty lemon essential oil does the work to make sure all the bacteria comes out so that it doesn't harm us or we get sick. Two, we make our own candles with pure wax or beeswax and add essential oils to them. Just don't use frankincense. For some reason, it burns when you light it, so you might get a bigger flame than you expected, which could potentially burn your house down. So we don't want that. So just don't use frankincense if you're going to make your own candles. Three, so we have drinking water and light that we could use. What else do we need? Well, how about edible food? First and foremost, use what's in your refrigerator because it can spoil after about a day. If you have a small grill, you can cook it and add essential oils to make it taste better before dragging out the canned food. Actually, you can use those essential oils regardless to enhance your food flavor. A little bit goes a long way, so use a toothpick to start off. Another way we use to cook is with the car inverter. So we just hook the inverter up to the car and then turn the car on and then turn the inverter on so it doesn't drain the battery. Then we can hook up a microwave as long as you have a 2000 watt inverter or higher, or an Instapot or a crock pot. The Instapot and the crock pot don't use as much power. So that is all I kind of have for today. So check back every Thursday for a new episode or click the subscribe button to get notifications, and I'll see you guys next week.